This is St. Louis Public Radio. There's no Made in Pennsylvania stamp on the Gateway Arch, but the 142 sections of the monument were made in a steel factory there. As St. Louisans note the 50th birthday of their shiny icon on the riverfront, a group of retired boilermakers in western Pennsylvania are celebrating too. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard has the story.
It's headed for St. Louis, an arch to the sky, a gateway to the west, 630 feet high.
Retired welder Ike Erdman is singing the praises of several hundred Pennsylvania boilermakers who helped build the Gateway Arch. These workers never set foot on the Mississippi levee. They didn't balance on sky-high scaffolding in the blistering sun or the bruising wind. They built the walls of the arch in a now-shuttered Pittsburgh-Des Moines steel plant. The pieces were then shipped by rail 700 miles to the St. Louis riverfront. That's where the iron workers took over. Erdman, who is now 78, says they were craftsmen who took pride in their work.
You were encouraged and required to do the best you could, because when that thing left our shop and went to St. Louis, then them fellas knew that thing was going to be the way it should be when they started to do their work and finish it.
As St. Louis celebrates the golden anniversary of the arch, the boilermakers are working on a small-scale replica of the monument. They're calling it the Baby Arch, and they want to put it in a visitor center in Warren, Pennsylvania, the site of the factory where they worked.
I'd say the majority of the people that live in Warren and around Warren don't know that was built there. They thought that was all done out in St. Louis. That whole thing was made in Warren, Pennsylvania, other than the sections that were underground.
The workers had no clue 50 years ago that they were helping to build the tallest monument in the United States.
I've heard guys say, well, what is this thing anyway? They say it's an arch. Oh, for what, you know? We didn't really care what it was, I guess, as long as we had a job.
Erdman plans to be with a group of boilermakers who are coming to St. Louis for an annual Meet the Arch Builders event that will be held Wednesday at the Missouri History Museum. Liz Forrestal, who's planning the gathering for the Jefferson National Parks Association, says it's the first time the Pennsylvania workers have been invited to the event.
We in St. Louis kind of take it for granted that the arch is wonderful. We forget that others around the country, including these gentlemen who had a role in building it, are also very proud of their role.
Erdman didn't see the completed arch until 1990, when he was in St. Louis for a Navy reunion.
When I really come to appreciate that thing was when I seen the majesty of it. To them people in St. Louis, it's almost the eighth wonder of the world, you know.
He calls his song about the Boilermakers an American dream, and he's hoping to sell recordings of it to raise funds for their Baby Arch project.
Hey, what are we making? Where is it going? He said you might not believe it. We're making history and more.
Well, nothing special about us. We're just good old American boys want to make a living, you know what I mean? It's just an honor for me to have been part of that generation and that group of people.
Erdman says he's looking forward to the anniversary events. He wants to meet the engineers and ironworkers who stacked those 142 sections of the arch that were made in Pennsylvania 600 feet into the St. Louis sky. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.
Arcs are flashing. They outshine the sun. Temperatures are rising past 101. Some called it a wonder.